from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hayes plays in. The pitch is swung on, hit high in the air, deep right center field, to the wall, and Jackson Merrill ties this game. A home run off Bednar in the ninth. His second tonight, and the Padres rookie erases the Pirates' lead. It's 6-6.
It's been one horrifying loss after another for the Pirates. I mean, John Parrotto has been covering this team a lot longer than me. You can see his smiling face on 93.7 The Fan on our video feed. Johnny.
Maybe.
Half your face anyway. Aside from playoff situations, I can't remember the last time the Pirates have suffered this many soul-crushing losses in this short a period of time. I mean, this is unbelievable. You?
Well, you know, they've lost a lot of games in all the years I covered them. So,
well, right, and that means many that of them, they haven't mattered.
The stakes, I mean, the stakes, I don't want to say astronomical because they were, you know, four out in the wild card as of the other day. But, you know, to lose this many games against teams that you're chasing for a potential playoff berth is obviously very disconcerting. And the way they lost these games, the Sunday game to Arizona and especially the game last night to the Padres, it's a pretty bitter pill to swallow. And it really has put them to the brink of, you know, if they lose today, you could almost make the case the pennant race was over as soon as it began for the Pirates.
If it continues this way, John, and they lose, you know, the series to the Dodgers, then lose again another series to the Padres, that might suggest something that we never, ever just want to say, which is maybe these teams are actually just better than the Pirates. Like, even though these losses are heartbreaking, maybe they're just losing to teams that are actually better than them.
Well, I think it showed, and I think, you know, everyone gets a little extra excited, and I'm not going to lie, I do too, because haven't had a good team here in a few years, haven't been to the playoffs in 9 years, but I looked last night, and they're playing an important game against the Padres. I mean, the game they need to win, and you know, it's Monty Grandal's hitting fifth in the lineup, and that kind of tells you what you need to know. I mean, you know, I thought about that, and I thought, here I am writing they could be a playoff team, and then I looked at that lineup and goes, why have I been writing all that stuff? What the hell was I looking at?
Yeah, but Johnny, this is what I wanted to ask you about and forgot at the top. They just went out and made a deal for De La Cruz, and he's supposed to be their cleanup hitter, and he's already benched for a game?
Yeah.
A critical game like that?
Yeah. Yeah, a little hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, I know he started off slowly and he was 1-for-18 and then 1-for-18 slump, but like you said, goodness gracious, that's why you went and you got him to be your cleanup hitter, not Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. And that's who ended up being the cleanup hitter last night. And it just, you know, they give the impression sometimes that they're just making it up as they go along. And that's, you know, that's a little disappointing. You know, this is the fifth year for this regime now. And, you know, they talked about being competitive. They talked about trying to be in the pennant race come the late part of the season, latter part of the season. Now they are in a pennant race and they're rolling out lineups like that, like it's almost like it's a spring training game in Dunedin against the Blue Jays or something.
I mean, how do you leave the ballpark last night without having used for an at-bat the guy you just traded for to be your cleanup hitter and Joey Bart, who looks like Johnny Bench in this lineup? How do you go home without having given those? And Triolo and Bay and Grandal combined for like 100 at-bats and Michael Taylor and everybody else?
Well, the whole Joey Bart thing was tried to explain by Shelton as the fact that he was 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts in his career against Adrian Morion, who is an okay relief pitcher, certainly not a closer. Padres were out of pitchers. They couldn't leave Tanner Scott in the game. He couldn't throw a strike, so they had to throw this guy in, who's usually a middle reliever. And you know, take your shot. I know he's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. It's not like he's 0-for-15 with 12 strikeouts. It's 3 at-bats. I think that's an awful flimsy amount of history to go on. And I was really surprised that he didn't pinch hit Joey Bart. And it's been very interesting. You know, these are really the first games that Derek Shelton have managed that have really meant something in the 5 years he's been here. And he hasn't covered himself in glory during these couple of games, for sure, with some of his decisions.
The lineout's out up for today, John. And, I mean, I sadly think it might be the best foot they can put forward, but I'll get your opinion. Obviously, Kiner, Falefa, Reynolds, Cruz, Bart, Tellez, De La Cruz, probably no one would argue that those guys are probably the best at their whatever their position is. Then you've got Cabrian Hayes. I mean, it's really, since Kiner Falefa is playing second, you basically have Hayes or Triola. I'd still rather have Hayes, even though he's not hitting. Am I wrong about that? Or would you rather have Hayes than Triola at third?
Yeah, I would. I mean, there's not a whole lot of drop off defensively, but they need hitting. And I think Hayes, still as bad a season as he's having, you still have a better chance of getting offense from him, Paul, than you do from Jared Triolo, who, to me, is just looked overmatched. And I'm a little disappointed in the way he's played this year, because when he was up the last couple of months of last season, he looked like he could handle big league pitching. He didn't show a lot of power, but he had a good batting average, and he had a really good on-base percentage. He drew a lot of walks, but he has taken a major step backwards this year, and I think it's been lost in the case that Ke'Bryan Hayes has scuffled so much that people haven't really realized that Jared Triolo, his batting average is under 200 now, too.
Yep. I mean, the only thing I would say is they have Reynolds as the DH. So if you want to argue that, you know, bringing Andrew McCutchen back in as the DH and then Reynolds, and then you don't have what your two outfielders right now, along with De La Cruz, are G1 Bay and Michael A. Taylor. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I'd rather see Connor Joe than G1 Bay. I know that sounds crazy, but I've had enough of watching G1 Bay play.
You know, he really has done nothing since he hurt his ankle last year. If you remember, he got off to a really good start last year when the Pirates got out of the gate 20-8. Then he hurt his ankle, and really, he hasn't done much of anything. He's basically quit running, and to me, his biggest value is his speed and the ability to steal bases, which he was doing a lot of early last season. But now he hardly ever runs, and he doesn't have a great success rate, I'm starting to lose faith. I thought at one time he could be a real catalyst for this offense, maybe even be, you know, the type of speedy leadoff hitter with a good on-base percentage that you want. But, boy, I'm not even so sure now that he's even a bench player in the major leagues.
What about Connor Joe? Is he a bench player in the major leagues? He has three extra base hits since June 28th. He's had some of the worst at-bats I've ever seen, and he's basically, and nobody ever talks about him. No, it's unbelievable to me, Johnny. He's been hitting like a pitcher since the beginning of June. In June, he hit 169 with a 290 slug. In July, he hit 212. In August, he's hitting 125. I could honestly go get pitchers who hit like that. Why don't we talk about him? And he can't be back next year, can he?
I wouldn't think. I mean, you know, they get their favorites, though, and they stick with them. I think Connor Joe is what he is. He's a decent bench guy, and that's really it. And I think people got carried away when he got off to the really good start this year and thought, hey, here's a guy, maybe he'd been overlooked his career, maybe he never really got a fair shot to be a starting player. Well, he's gotten a fair shot to be a starting player, and he showed this is why he's 31 years old and never been a regular in the big leagues, because he's not capable of being an everyday player. And, you know, again, you know, they just keep running these guys out here time after time. And
it's one of the most amazing phenomena I've seen.
You have to ask
Ben,
Derek Shelton when he's on your show, because I sure don't understand.
I mean, last year he wound up like, okay, this guy is what he is. He's not is what he is guy this year. His slugging percentage from last year is down like 50 points. His OPS is down 75 points. His batting average is down. He strikes out all the time. And there's just a perception of him like he's okay. No, he's not. He's not okay. He's not a guy you can win with. He never hits the ball. Never, Johnny. He never hits it.
That makes it hard to be a plus offensive player if you never hit the ball. It makes it really, really difficult.
Right.
You better draw about 158 walks in a season if you're not going to have any hits to be. But in all seriousness, I agree. And, you know, I think it's twofold. One, I think they stick with their guys too long. And secondly is – I don't think they got a whole hell of a lot better in Indianapolis to bring up. And that's kind of the problem, too. They just don't have the organizational depth of hitters. And that falls on Ben Charrington as much as or more than Derek Shelton. And I mean, Shelton's not blameless in this for keep playing some of these guys. But Ben Charrington deserves some of the heat, too, for not having better options at AAA. And I mean, there's really nobody putting heat on any of these players. You know, you talk about, you know, you go back to Grandal. As much as I don't believe in Henry Davis, I mean, he is tearing up AAA. You might as well bring him up and give him a shot. But they just get wed to their guys, and it just happens this way. And Paul Zeiss is so sick of hearing Henry Davis that he walked away from me.
I had to step out for 1 second because I had to make sure that we got the USA basketball team. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yes.
On the screen behind me.
That's very important.
The most important thing down here, John, is what we have on TV, right? So, I mean... John, I'll tell you, the one thing that is really, really interesting about the Pirates is in June, early June, we were talking about the fact that the pitching was, probably mid-June, even early July, the pitching was so good. Like, the starting pitching was so good, and even the bullpen, that somehow, some way, it was absolutely, actually an incredible display of talent to be under 500, despite the fact that their pitching was so good, which spoke volumes about their hitting. And now that the pitching has regressed a little bit and come back to earth, it could get ugly real quick for this team, couldn't it?
Yeah, it really could. And the point I keep going back to is you get the fans' hopes up. It wasn't all that long ago, less than 2 weeks ago, they were a half game out of the third wild card. And there was a legitimate reason for the fans to be excited. And I probably even got swept up in it a little and thought maybe they're better than they actually are. But just to come home like this, playing two teams in front of you in the standings, and to lay an egg like they have by going 1-4. And even if they win today, I mean, it's not going to salvage this homestand. They had to go at least 4-2 against these teams at home. And it's just highly disappointing. And, you know, I made a joke on Sunday in the press box after the game. I said, if the Pirates get swept by the Padres, the pennant race will be over Thursday afternoon, and then the Steelers play Friday night. And sure enough, we're maybe a couple hours from that actually playing out.
John Parrotto on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Huge game for the Pirates this afternoon, and you can beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. All right, Johnny. Looking ahead with the Pirates, there's so many guys who I wonder about their future positions. Let me ask you about three of them. Endy Rodriguez, Henry Davis, and O'Neill Cruz. What do you think the Pirates will do with them position-wise next season, and what would you do?
Well, I think forced to choose between Endy Rodriguez and Henry Davis at catcher, I would go with Endy Rodriguez. I didn't see much defensive improvement from Henry Davis when he was in the big leagues. Now, obviously, he's been in Indianapolis for a while, so maybe he's improved his defense some there, but I haven't heard anybody tell me, hey, wow, you should see how Henry Davis catches now. So I assume that his defense hasn't got that much better in Triple-A this year. So I think even though Endy Rodriguez had Tommy John surgery and is going to miss this season, or at least not be able to catch this season, he may be able to DH next month toward the end of the year, end of the season. I got to think Endy Rodriguez is your catcher next year, unless Joey Bart beats him out in spring training. Then you play Endy at first. So as far as Henry Davis, I don't know. He can't play right field. He can't catch. I mean, he's a DH at a very young age. And, you know, if they bring Andrew McCutchen back next year, most of your DH at-bats are spoken for because they clearly don't want to play Cutch in the field at this stage of his career. And, who was our third guy who got so into the catchers? I forgot.
O'Neill Cruz.
Oh, O'Neill Cruz. That's going to be very interesting. You know, I mean, they said they wanted to give, if you remember going in the last year, I think they really wanted to give O'Neill Cruz a full year at shortstop to truly, truly evaluate him and see if he could play the position defensively or not. I don't think they've made a final decision yet, and I think that if Cruz shows some more steadiness, some more consistency, that maybe he'd be the shortstop next year, but I think that's TBD. But I could see, and I know this is a wishy-washy answer, but I could make a case either way for where Cruz would be playing short. And if he's not a shortstop, then he's somewhere in the outfield, probably either center field or right field. But if you remember, when he played some outfield at Indianapolis a couple of years, he was totally indifferent and looked terrible playing in the outfield. He just looked completely disinterested and lost, like he didn't know what he was doing.
John, are they getting to a spot where they might have to really legitimately consider re-signing Andrew McCutchen for one more year?
This is a tricky situation for the Pirates. If Andrew wants to keep playing, they almost have to, from a public relations standpoint. And, you know, Andrew has been one of the bright spots here in the last couple of weeks. He's actually picked up his offense when everyone else has gone downhill. It's going to be interesting. And he says that as of now, thinks he wants to play next year. And I don't know if the Pirates, from a public relations standpoint, can withstand saying, Andrew, we've got other options. If you want to play, you're going to have to sign somewhere else. So this is going to be really, really, really tricky.
Well, my thing is,
up the season.
No, John, that was my thing. He's played well. He's hit well. Yeah. I mean, he's gotten to a point where if you look at this lineup, he looks like Andrew McCutchen of 10 years ago. So compared to the rest of these guys, and to your point with Joe, if you bring him back, that's one less spot that maybe you can use for Henry Davis. And I mean, the DH spot, right? I mean, if Henry Davis, if Andy Rodriguez is healthy and Joey Bart, you know, there might not be a spot for Henry Davis to play in the field. But if you bring a McCutchen back, I mean, that takes away a legitimate option where you could put Henry Davis.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, again, I think it's going to be a matter of, do you want to win or do you want to develop? And they say they're in win mode. And if that's the case, I'd bring McCutchen back. And I mean, if Henry Davis doesn't have a position, you just live with it. And maybe you trade him and get something for him from a team that thinks that they can turn his career around. But yeah, I mean, if McCutchen was to the point where he couldn't play anymore, I really think, one, he would step down. I don't think he's going to be one of those guys that would hang on when he wasn't productive at all anymore. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, if you have him on your roster, that pretty much speaks for your a vast, vast majority of your DH spots. And that doesn't allow you not only to put maybe Henry Davis there, but a lot of teams like to rotate players through that DH spot these days to help them, give them kind of like a partial day off where they're not on their feet for 3 hours.
Paul, may I engage Johnny in a game of free association?
Yes, that'll free me up to watch the basketball game.
Let's go, Johnny. Really fast answers.
There's nothing free, Joe.
And really fast questions anymore. I know. Is Brian De La Cruz a bust?
No.
Will he be here next season?
Yes.
Would you bring him back?
Yes.
Will they trade Key Brian Hayes this offseason?
No.
Would you?
Yes.
Next year's opening day rotation, in addition to Skeens, Keller, and Jones, will be who? Chandler, Falter, Oviedo, somebody else? Who are the other two?
I will say Falter and Chandler.
Will Bednar be back?
He's starting to make money, but I'm going to say yes.
Would you bring him back?
Yes.
Will Holderman be back?
It's starting to lean toward no, but I think yes, he still be not. I know I'm supposed to answer this shortly, but he's still very affordable. He's not arbitration eligible yet, so I think they'll bring him back and try to get him straightened out.
Holderman better bald or with hair?
Well, didn't I have to say hair?
Pirates
track record with hair.
Will the Pirates have a winning record this season?
No.
If they're out of it by any reasonable definition, will Skeens get shut down in September?
Yes.
Johnny, you're a wonderful man. You're a philanthropist, a patriot, a spiritual guru, and a example for Paul in his career. Thank you.
Well, thank you for such a kind compliment. I don't know if I'm deserving of any, but I'll take them nonetheless.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. How about that little treat at the end, yeah. Paul? I'm going to ask Paul those same questions next. First, listen to the show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And we're also going to dive into a little mailbag. But you just heard Johnny say he thinks Skeens could get shut. Is that what he said at the end? That he could get shut down, right? I think that's what he said. We'll play his answers to those questions and then ask Paul the same ones. First, let's talk a little FanDuel.
Let's do it.
We're watching some very interesting sports right now, and you can get your bets in here. Paul and I in the studio are doing that. The best place to bet the games this summer, is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Starkey to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of KDKA. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.